Choosing to forgive, just as Christ forgives, really does open the door to freedom. But unforgiveness can be toxic. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for the Lighthouse Report, and Deborah P. Gay describes how unforgiveness can hinder your prayers.
One of the things I like to do is in Mark 11:25. You know, we love Mark 11:23 through 24. You know, if you stand praying, you can say to this mountain, "Be removed," and it shall be moved. But Mark 11:25, it says, "And while you're praying, forgive if you have anything against anybody." That's a hallmark of a Christian. We have to believe all of that passage. Yes, we're going to stand in faith for great and mighty things, but that unforgiveness will hinder your prayers. And so I say, okay, we don't have to wait until we feel it. That's the critical thing.
Following Jesus' command to pray for your enemies can be really powerful. But how can we possibly forgive those people who hurt us?
You say it's hard, and it is hard to pray for your enemy. I say, just do it. You know, it's hard to get up in the morning sometimes, but you just do it because you got to. And because forgiveness is not optional, that is commanded, then we're just going to pray for him. You say, God, I don't really feel like doing this, but as an act of obedience, I pray that you bless Joe, bless Susie, cause them to come into a right relationship with you in the name of Jesus. You just say that and heal me from my pain and my bitterness, that you saw it before it happened, but I stand in faith knowing that all things are working together for my good because I love you, Lord, and I have been called according to your purpose. I accept your purpose in this pain. I accept your purpose in the pain that you've allowed me to experience.
So trust God and his goodness no matter what you might be facing. Forgiving others can be difficult, but take a step of faith and do it. This will bring freedom to your prayers and healing to your heart.